Welcome to the CGMA Magazine podcast series, a service of the American Institute of CPAs and the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants. This series features discussions with Chartered Global Management Accountants and other experts about the topics, trends, and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession. Welcome to the CGMA Magazine podcast series. I'm Jack Hagel, an editorial director with CGMA Magazine. In this episode, we're joined by Stan Berman, a special advisor to Global Impact. Global Impact is a not-for-profit organization based in the Washington, D.C. area. Stan has more than three decades of experience working in the not-for-profit sector, including 7 years as CFO of Global Impact. He's a CPA who holds the CGMA designation, and he's a member of the AICPA's Business and Industry Executive Committee. He spoke with CGMA senior editor Neil Amato about some of the challenges not-for-profits face, everything from financial transparency to the special care it takes when hiring finance professionals at not-for-profits. He also offered advice for accountants considering board positions with a not-for-profit. Here's Neil.
Stan, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
The big trend right now in not-for-profits is transparency in terms of governance and in whether they're accomplishing their mission. Why is that the case now?
I think in part the donor has changed. In part, people were much more trusting of institutions that you gave to a certain charity and the name you knew, and you just trusted from that point on that by giving the money to them, that they would end up using it for the various good works that that you were assuming that they were doing. We find donors today are much more cause-oriented. Yes, they suggest institutions are still important. They want to give to institutions that they have, that they feel they can rely on. But it's ultimately, there's been more of a focus on what are the issues I really care about? What are the causes that are really important to me? And in part because of some of the scandals that have taken place, I think people are much more demanding now of knowing or having assurance that the organizations that they want to support are doing the job. And transparency can be a big part of that. How much do you know about what's really going on? Also, there's been a lot of reports that show a correlation between transparency and good governance. If there's good governance, there's a much better chance that that the charity is going to be effective. So I think it's a variety of things that all lead to basically charities are being held to a higher level of accountability. There's far fewer people that are just willing to say, here's my money, I'm trusting you to go do good work, end of story.
So on that note, what are some things finance professionals can do to help make not-for-profits more transparent?
Well, I think there's a number of things. Number one, I would say, is being able to understand and explain a not-for-profit's financial statements. The presentation is different than what people are used to seeing. Sometimes, very often, the names are different. You don't have balance sheets. You have statement of financial position. You don't have income statement. You have statement of activities. You can have these funny things known as funds. You can have different types of fund balance or even a new term, net assets, of helping people understand what that really means, what that's really saying, and ultimately, what are the stories, what's the story that the financial statements are telling you. I think depending upon their role in a not-for-profit, as in generally, that they can be helpful in if there can be improvements in processes that results in the financial information being available sooner, so much the better. I think also working with a lot of not-for-profit boards and people in not-for-profits is to help get the point across that that the same rules of effective management apply in the not-for-profit sector as they do in the for-profit sector. A not-for-profit may have a different bottom line, it may have an ultimate purpose, but it needs to follow good business practices if it's going to get the most out of the donor dollar, if it's going to be able to provide the most services to the whatever the recipients are of its purpose.
So are there other ways not-for-profits can improve their financial reporting to keep those donors engaged?
Well, I think particularly because the statements do look different, is they really have to go out of the way to, they really have to go out of the way to tell their story. They also need to keep in mind that there is a critical difference. If you're talking about a for-profit business, ultimately you're talking about what's the bottom line. You know, the purpose is you're making money. Well, here, understand that the financial information provides an indication of what's going on, but you really exist for a different purpose. You exist to do something. And so you have to better tailor the financial information to help tell the story of what you're doing, because ultimately that's why donors are giving you money. They're not giving you money so that you can maximize your contributions line on an income statement. They're giving you money so that you have the wherewithal to accomplish whatever purpose they want you to perform. And I want to add, it's shocking in how many cases you're in a nonprofit and you find the staff themselves don't really know, you know, beyond the top level, don't really know what their charity is doing, what the organization they work for is doing. And there's some very important messaging there to really look inward and to better engage for a not-for-profit, to better engage its staff and to make it a more effective organization that way.
What measurements, other than the percent of money spent on programs, could help show the performance of not-for-profits?
The question itself highlights an important problem that not-for-profits have, that for good, bad, or indifferent, a number of the charity watchdogs, a number of the rating agencies try to shrink everything into a number. 4 stars, 3 stars, top grade, middle grade, lower grade, as if these financial indicators were any kind of a predictor for performance. And if you think about it, if you're going out and buying a car, you're not buying it based on price. If you're buying a shirt, you're not buying it on price. If you're buying, you know, only on price. If you're buying groceries, you're not just looking to where can I get the best cost for a head of lettuce. If so, Whole Foods would never exist. You're looking at quality. You're looking at what are you getting for that dollar. And for too long, in the not-for-profit world, particularly for charities, people seemingly have been taught to look at what's the overhead percentage, what's the fundraising effectiveness, and a couple of other measures, as if all charities will perform the same, and the only difference between them is how much money are they spending on overhead, as opposed to how much money are they spending on, however, program services, however those are defined. A key thing that's beginning to emerge now, and the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance, GuideStar, and independent sector have gotten together for what they call charting impact, which focuses on what are we really accomplishing with the money we spend. Charity Navigator, with their Charity Navigator 3.0, is trying to do the same thing, of focusing a lot more on what's really being accomplished with the dollars being spent, not just what percentage of the dollar raised is being spent on program services, end of story. So again, helping to tell the story in terms of what is really being accomplished And very often that has to be both, it includes both dollars, but it includes non-financial information. Financial professionals can be very helpful in putting that together and helping provide the data and even the understanding that can make that kind of reporting as effective as possible.
What challenges do you face when it comes to donor communications, and what are some ways you overcome them?
It's a difficult question because I think one of the number one problems you'll hear from donors is, particularly when it comes to electronic communications, it's so easy now, it's so inexpensive for a charity to provide them. The thought is the more the better. And quite frankly, people have gotten very good with their delete keys. And messages, as soon as they see it, you know, I read it yesterday, I read it the day before, I don't need to read it today. So it's getting your message actually read, getting it to stand out, and at the same time, helping to make it understandable. Within that, again, trying to use the dollars, trying to provide the information necessary to really tell the story, to make it stand out. Again, it comes down to there's so much clutter out there that it's harder and harder for that message to be read.
So speaking of standing out, I guess, accountants are highly sought after in the for-profit arena. How has that affected your efforts to kind of stand out and hire good accounting staff?
My own experience, it hasn't been that much of a problem, but that could be part of the fact that I'm based in the D.C. area, and not-for-profit in the D.C. area is like, say, what oil and gas would be in Houston. There are many, many not-for-profits, charities, associations, we really haven't had the problem. What has been an interesting problem that would probably be faced, that we faced, but probably is universal. We have found that hiring accountants from the for-profit sector very often have a hard time understanding, really grasping not-for-profit accounting and reporting, unless they come to an environment where there's multi-companies and they're doing consolidations, that they seem to be very often in not-for-profits, you'll have multiple funds, restricted funds that are restricted for various purposes, and can be used only when those purposes are being met. The problem we find is in looking in our recruiting, we have to be very careful with somebody who has had no not-for-profit experience to make sure that they really conceptually grasp that. To that extent, in other communities where there's not the not-for-profit presence, I think it would be even more of a problem, because if you have the good people going with for-profits, even a good person who's attracted to not-for-profits, there's going to be a steeper learning curve than you might think when you bring them on board, because just intrinsically grasping that multi-fund environment in practice has proven to be much more difficult than one would think.
Accountants often serve on the boards of not-for-profits. What advice would you give to an accountant getting ready to take a not-for-profit board seat?
Well, I think number one, make sure you really understand the mission and purpose of the organization. Also, make sure that as a board member that you really understand your roles and responsibilities as a member of a board. Many of us are used to reporting to boards, but reporting to a board is different than actually sitting on a board. As a financial professional, as a CPA, expect that people are going to turn to you to help them understand the financial data. And very often when you're dealing with management, you're going to be the one who people are going to turn to ask the probing questions because of your knowledge with working with financial statements and understanding financial statements. People are going to assume that you know more, that you're the expert, and are going to be looking to you to be the interrogator. I think another thing that is that, again, it's to get across to your fellow members of the board and to management, depending, is the fact that, once again, it's those same good business practices are equally applicable or equally important in the not-for-profit sector as they are in the for-profit sector. And just because you're in a not-for-profit, particularly if you're in a charity, that doesn't go out the window. Repeating what I said before, if you're not using those best practices, you're really cheating your donors because you're not getting the most you can out of the dollars that they've contributed to you. And at the same time, you're not being able to provide as many services, as much services, to fulfill your mission as you otherwise could be. And there's a lot of people who come into a not-for-profit who just think that it's a different environment. We operate differently. We're not about money. We're about services, without really understanding that without using those good management techniques and financial control techniques to get the most out of dollars, you're not able to fulfill your mission as well as you otherwise could.
Stan, this has been excellent. Thank you so much for the time, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us today. For more about Stan Berman's organization, Global Impact, visit charity.org. And for more news and insight on management accounting topics, please visit cgmamagazine.org. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.